Hi, welcome to Stories of Faith and Hope from Colby Community Church. My name is Jake and I'm the pastor at Colby. This is a place where we want to share stories of people encountering the love and power of Jesus in their lives. We believe sharing stories is a great way to encourage one another as we grow in our faith in Jesus. We truly pray and hope you will be encouraged, or you might learn more about Jesus if you're curious as you listen to these stories. Thanks for tuning in.
If you've been following along with the church scripture reading plan, we've been in Deuteronomy lately, and several times I noticed God's urging us to remember. Remember how God brought you out with a mighty hand. Do not be afraid. Remember well what the Lord your God did. And another one, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the desert. And again, remember the Lord your God. During these past 2 years of the COVID pandemic, so many have suffered so much grief and loss, including many in our church family. My husband Chris has also experienced some concerns with his walking and falls. But I want to share how remembering how the Lord has led us over the years has once again strengthened us to keep trusting Jesus, always our light in darkness. When thinking about how we could celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary in 2019, we decided that it would be fun to sort through our old photos and letters and journals and share our memories of all the unlikely and even crazy things we had experienced in our 50-year journey together, and write down all the ways in which God had been our totally trustworthy guide and shepherd. Little did we know we would be locked down for much of the next 2 years, and it actually took us most of that time to sort through everything and record the things we wanted our kids and grandkids to know about God's incredible grace and faithfulness to us over all those years of walking with Him. Through joy and grief, mistakes and successes, rich friendships, and a few total failures in relationship, heavy responsibilities, and wonderful times of refreshing and fun. It's been a journey we could never have even begun to imagine when we first met in 1966 at an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship meeting in my first week of university, and then married 3 years later. We had both loved the stories of the Bible and especially loved Jesus from our earliest memories and wanted with all our hearts to belong to Him and follow Him. Even though, because of hellfire preachers in my childhood, I suffered for several years with doubts and fears about whether I had believed the right way. But we both knew, even as children, that we needed to be forgiven and that Jesus had suffered and died for our sins and been raised from death to live in us and with us forever. In spite of many differences between Chris and me, the belief that our faith commitment to Jesus was at the same time a call to reflect God's love and spread the good news of His great salvation through Jesus to others, wherever God placed us, was something we learned from our families of origin. During the first 10 years of our marriage, we learned some of our most important lessons ever about leaning hard on God in times of loneliness, fear, and challenges far bigger than we knew how to handle. Especially during 3 years of life and teaching in Nigeria, first with our 8-month to 3-year-old daughter, and then with a second daughter born there. And finally, through a violent military coup, when we experienced nightmares and sang ourselves to sleep with hymns about resting in God's strong and dependable love. The way in which God provided Chris with a job here in Halifax teaching engineering at Dalhousie 3 years after he had initially interviewed for the position was in itself a miracle. But at the same time, God provided, even before we knew our need, a superb children's hospital where our second daughter would require surgery at 13 months old. God also used our overseas experiences of both homesickness and cross-cultural learning to give us his heart to welcome Chris's many international students into our home, especially for our Christian festivals like Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, when foreign students were especially lonely. When we moved here in 1976, our only contact was a friend who worshipped at Fairview Bible Chapel in Halifax. So we started attending that church and soon learned that among those who worshipped there were 22 other families from Dartmouth. Eventually, Chris and a few others were chosen as elders to begin a daughter church here in Colby Village when our son was 8 months old. First meeting in schools from 1981 to 83, and from then on in this very church, which we and many others helped build. During those first 13 years of being volunteer leaders of a busy church plant full of families with young children like our own, we faced our own deep inadequacies time after time. Together with the other elders and wives, it was only by our desperate dependence on God in prayer and desperate leaning on his word for wisdom that this little church continued to grow and touch the hearts of many people. I just want to share one very short story about how God continues to guide and encourage us through leaning on his word and trusting him in prayer. Last September, one Friday morning, I had an unexpected call from a cousin in Toronto saying that her 18-year-old grandson had just found out he was being sent to Dartmouth for 3 weeks for paddling training on Lake Binuk, since he and the rest of his Canadian team had placed in the Junior Worlds in Portugal. His mother was trying to find accommodations for him in Dartmouth and wondered, knowing we loved students, if by any chance we might be able to host him. She understood that it was a very big ask, but would send grocery money, she said innocently, because he would eat us out of house and home. This did not ease my anxiety about how I would manage to feed an athlete for 3 weeks. However, Chris was excited about the possibility of getting to know this young man whose dad had left his mom 6 years earlier. As I prayed and was preparing for our DNA group Bible study, the Lord spoke to me through the message paraphrase of 1 Peter 1:1. Eugene Peterson translated Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, as, "I, Peter, am an apostle on assignment by Jesus the Messiah." Suddenly I had my answer. If this was an assignment Jesus was giving us, and we believed it was, he would give us the strength and grace to accomplish it. It turned out to be a blessing to all of us, and we definitely sensed that Jesus wasn't finished with us yet, but still had his work to do in us and through us. Thanks.